What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I appreciate all of you for joining me on today. If you're up at 6 a.m. listening to me on my Feel the Beat web radio station, I appreciate you for getting up so early to support it. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms at any time of the day, thank you for taking time out of your day to press the play button. You could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you decided to press the play button and take a chance, and I thank you. If you're new here, welcome. I speak about all things positive. I tell some of my life stories. I read some of you all's comments. I take episode ideas from you all through email. And all of that, I just keep it love over here. I spread love and light, and I'm going to continue to always do that. I want you all to always remember to smile. I always say this because I live by it. No matter what is going on in your life, good or bad, it doesn't matter. Whatever is going on in your life, think about positive things. Think about things that make you smile. Think about things that bring you joy. Or even people that make you smile and bring you joy. Whenever you find yourself in a negative situation, you're around negative people, and you want to think of a quick way to twist that whole situation around. Think of people or things that bring you joy and make you happy. Think of things that make you smile. I'll take it a step further. I'll say, think of some kind of stand-up comedy that you heard over the years that just make you laugh no matter what's going on. It's never going to get dull. It's always going to make you laugh. Think about that. Think about it. Anything to make you laugh, make you smile, bring you joy, change that negative situation into a positive one. That's what I'm on. That's where my mind is. Because the mind is very powerful, and we control the outcome. We control what happens in our day. We determine if we're going to be happy or if we're going to be sad. And I choose to be happy no matter what. No matter what the situation is, I'm going to always be positive. I choose to be positive. So you have to get in the habit of saying that to yourself. You have to train your mind to think about positive things and positive people at all times. I'm going to read a few affirmations for you. And the affirmations I have for you today are love affirmations, because I believe in spreading love. I love everyone. I can't think of anyone that I hate. I don't hate people. Now, I may dislike their ways, and that'll cause me to distance myself, block them, cut them off, or whatever, or just deal with them with a long-handled spoon. But as far as hating people, no one is able to persuade me, force me into hating anyone. So I'll continue to spread love, and I think you should do the same. The world needs more love. But I'm going to get into these love affirmations for you on today. I am letting love into my life. I feel surrounded by love everywhere. I receive love in abundance from everyone I meet. My love is precious. My heart is open. I see love everywhere I go. I believe in love. The love I seek also seeks me. The universe is guiding me to love. Now, affirmations are beautiful. Affirmations help me, they guide me. If you don't want to read other people's affirmations, you can write your own. But the tongue is powerful. You should be cautious of the things you say about yourself, because words have a way of manifesting and becoming true. So if you speak negatively about yourself, you put yourself down, you have insecurities, you think low of yourself because of what other people said, whatever the case is, then that's what it's going to be. That is going to end up being the reality that you've brought into your life. However, if you speak highly of yourself, if you motivate yourself, encourage yourself, speak life over yourself, tell yourself that you're beautiful, that you're wonderful, all of these positive things. If you speak that over your life, that is going to be your reality. And like I stated, you're in control of your reality. The tongue is very powerful. So speak positive things about yourself and about other people as well. Always be mindful of the things you say about other people, because you don't want that to come back and bite you in the butt either. So just put positive things, love, happiness, joy, and put all of that out there in the universe. Put that out there. Anytime you find yourself being negative, because hey, I'm human. Sometimes we're in situations where we may not be thinking positive in the moment because, you know, we allow other people sometimes to just drag us out of character. But that's only for a brief moment. And then we have to bring it back. Bring it back and realize that you are in control. You are in control, not that person that's being negative, trying their hardest to knock you down. They're not in control. They don't run anything. You're in control of your life. Therefore, you take that negative situation and make it positive. I gave you some pointers on how to do that. Let your mind go to your happy place. Think about positive things that make you happy and bring you joy. Think about your children, if you have children, or your grandchildren. I think about my children sometimes when I'm in situations or a situation occurs that makes me sad or brings me down, or causes me to reflect on negativity from the past. I think about my children because they bring me so much joy. And I think about my grandchildren as well. I think about their smiles. I think about how they light up when they see me. All of that brings me joy. I think about when they call me, when they FaceTime me, when they love on me. I think about all of that. So if I have all of that love coming from my babies, with my grandchildren, why in the world would I allow negativity from the outside world to bring me down? I'm not gonna do it. So that's why if you ever catch any of my videos on TikTok or YouTube or anywhere, Instagram, wherever you see my videos and you see me smiling or laughing, that is because I'm happy. That is because I'm in a positive place and I'm thinking about the love that surrounds me. I'm thinking about the love that I have for myself. I'm thinking about the love of the Most High. I'm thinking about the love for my ancestors, the universe. I'm thinking about all of those things. So how could I have the audacity to walk around with my head down and be sad when I know I have all this love in abundance? I'm not gonna do it. And I encourage you as well. I encourage you to be happy. You know, life is short and we are not for certain how many years we have. So my advice to you is to make every second count. Make it count. Be happy. Tell someone you love them. Reach out to people that you haven't talked to in a while that bring you joy, that are positive people. Because, you know, we don't have time for negativity or negative people. They gossip, sit around, talk about other people. We don't have time for that. I want to be around people that stimulate my mind. People that encourage me. People that want to see me do well in life. That is where my focus is. That's where my focus has always been. But now at this point in my life, I've had a chance to reflect on a lot of things and a lot of people. And I had to weigh my options in some cases. So if a person is in my life and they're not bringing me joy, not benefiting me, not encouraging me, not stimulating my mind, they're being negative. Always talking about people, being a Debbie Downer, you know, things of that nature. I have to weigh my options. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be a parent, an aunt, uncle, cousin. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Because the people that are meant to be in your life are going to always make sure that you're okay. Okay? And so if they know that you're a positive person, they see what you're doing, they know not to bring all that nonsense to you, right? Those are people that care about you. They're not going to put all that on you. They're only going to be positive when they come around you. But if they don't really care much about what you have going on or what you're working on, are you elevating your energy? If they don't care about that, they're going to always bring negativity to you, to your house. They're going to call you with it. They're going to message you with it. That's just what they do. That's their job. And like I stated before, I don't have time for it. You don't even have time for it. We're all on a journey in this life. And we have to make the most of it because we have to strive and do well so that we can leave a legacy for our children and our grandchildren. And in doing so, you have to be at peace. You have to be around positive energy so that you could thrive and keep moving forward. It's really hard to do that when you have people around you that are hating on you or being negative. It's really hard to do that. And if you're tapped in any kind of way, you could feel that energy when people are not meant to be around you. If they're just not good for your life, if they're just negative. Sometimes, you know, a few may slip through the cracks, but overall, you can feel that energy. And if the energy is off, they have to go. Let them go. Stop holding on to titles. You know, this is my mama and my grandma, and you know, this is my dad and all that kind of stuff. You have to learn to let people go. Or at least distance yourself to protect your own peace. You have to. If you want peace in your life, clean your energy. Clean the people around you. Make sure that all of these people that you surround yourself with are on the same thing you're on. Make sure they're supporting you. Make sure they want the best for you. If you don't have that, it's time to roll. It's time to go. Well, overall, I had a wonderful day, and I'm hoping and praying that you all had an amazing day as well. I was able to get a few things done and record this episode. I've been behind a few days, but yeah, I was able to finally sit down and create this episode for you all. I've been missing y'all. I'm always thinking of episodes and things that I could cover. But for the most part, I pray before I come on here. And I ask the Most High to give me words that will encourage someone else. Give me the words to say. Tell me what to say. Show me what to say. And I just go from there. When I first started out, I used to write things, you know, I'm not going to say a script, but I would write things down. But I stopped doing that. I'm not gonna write anything down. I'm just gonna go with the energy and let the Most High use me and say what I think needs to be said. Unless, you know, there's like a specific episode that I'm doing, like something that I've researched or something like that, and you know, I'll probably write some things down, study some things about certain topics. But yeah, for the most part, I'm just doing what I'm called to do, and in doing so, in sharing my life, sharing these encouraging words, motivating you, I'm hoping to touch someone, even if it's just one person. If I can reach one person and change the way they view things, or let them know that they're not alone, let them know that we all go through things, but what you're going through does not define you. You're going to come out on top. But you have to have faith and know that you're going to come out on top. Don't let your situation and the people around you make you feel defeated. I've been there. It felt like sometimes I could not see my way out. And honestly, I still go through things sometimes. But I know that negative things don't define me. I know that this too shall pass and I'll be okay. I know this. I have the power to determine what's going to happen or where I'm going in life because I speak positive over my life. I don't thrive in negativity. I surround myself with positive things and positive people. So I know that I'm on the right track. I think sometimes when we're on the right path and we're doing right, everything is looking up, being positive. Seems like the enemy just wants to throw a dart at you, throw something at you to kind of shake things up a little bit, kind of test you and see if you're really as positive as you said you were. And I'm not gonna lie, I've had some things that happen with my social media over the last few weeks that was an attempt to silence me, not put my content out, keep me from encouraging people, because everything I speak about on my messages, my videos are positive. So for a minute, a couple weeks or so, my content was not being pushed out at all. Like, people were not seeing my content unless I messaged them or maybe I would share the video with them. It seems like that would be the only way they would see it. But I'm gonna say this. When you're doing right and you're being a positive person, you're spreading love and you're putting all of that out there in the universe, there is no way that the enemy can win. You know, you could probably silence me for a little while, but I'm still gonna keep talking. I'm still gonna continue to have joy and have peace. I'm gonna do that. I'm not gonna stop. Like I said before, if it's only one person listening, it's okay. It's okay. I'll talk to that one person. It's fine. But I don't get caught up in the numbers. I did for a while. I was like, wow, people are not watching my videos, my podcast. I don't really have many people listening and things like that. But I don't get caught up in the numbers. I do this because I love doing it. I do this because I was called to do this. I was called to speak out and to talk about things that could possibly help other people. So I love what I do. So it stung a little bit because, you know, sometimes I put a little work in creating content. And if it's not being listened to, it's like, wow, I'm questioning myself, like, what did I do wrong? But I had to look at that situation and realize I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for somebody else that needs to hear what I'm saying. And I know what I say is not for everyone, but for the people that it's for, I'm saying this for you. I'm sharing stories with you because I'm not embarrassed about things I went through. Things I went through does not define me. I know what type of person I am. I'm a genuine person. I'm a loyal person. I'm a trustworthy person. I'm all of those things. But most of all, I love me. So in loving me, I love you. So if I love you, I'm going to talk to you. And I'm going to share things. I'm going to say things that I feel like can help you. I'm going to do that. I'm going to continue to do it. Even if those two or three people are liking my videos or not liking it, they comment or they're inboxing me because I said something that hit a nerve and it made them think, that's fine. That's why I do it. So if this is a test, which it is, to see if this is what I'm wanting to do, then this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass that test. I'm not caught up in the numbers. I'm not. And I'm happy with what I'm doing. And I believe that the Most High is happy with what I'm doing as well. Because I'm speaking out. And I just want you all to know that I love y'all so much. Even people that I've never talked to, never heard from. You don't know me, I don't know you. I still have love for everyone. And I appreciate all of you for joining my podcast, for listening to me. All the people that have subscribed to my podcast, thank you so, so much. It means a lot. It means so much for any kind of support. But you taking time out to personally subscribe to me, that really, really means a lot. It really does. And it doesn't go unnoticed. I see your names and I thank you for believing in me, for constantly coming back, the emails, everything. I appreciate you. And I'm going to always continue to say that I appreciate you. Anytime anyone does anything for you, say thank you. Tell them that you appreciate them. Because people are not obligated to do anything for you. They do it out of love. They do it because they're enjoying something that you're providing. So always tell your people thank you. Thank you. Even if it's people at your job, at your school, in your home, it doesn't matter. Thank you goes a long way, and it makes people really, really, really feel good about doing whatever it is for you. All right. I think I've said enough. I thank you all once again for joining me. You can email me at kimijo774@gmail.com, and I'll be sure to get back with you. Please allow me at least one day to respond to your emails. You can catch me over on my Feel the Beat web radio station. If you're not listening to me on the podcast right now, you can join any time of the day on the web station. It's 24/7. I play all types of music. Just come on over there and catch a vibe with me. What else? I think I've covered everything I need to cover for today. Yeah, I think I've said enough. But I want you all to know that the Most High loves you so much. And guess what? I love you too. You all have the most amazing day.